We are joined by the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, the Bronze Bomber, the leader of the Bomb Squad, 40-0-1, 39 by knockout, Wilder v. Brazil, Saturday night, 9 p.m. It's live on Showtime. Deontay, good to have you back. How are you?
The light was enough. Hello?
What's up, Deontay? You're on with Jim Rome. How you doing, man?
What's going on, Jim? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Good to have you back. All right, so let me talk about that fight coming up on Saturday night in Brooklyn. You're going to face Dominic Brazil. He's the mandatory challenger for you. And you've said sometimes, Deontay, that mandatories are kind of like flies. They're always buzzing around. How do you go about approaching a fight like this against an annoying fly?
Well, just like any fly, you're ready to crush him and kill him, you know? I wish I would have had my electric fly swatter. That would have been an easier kill. You know, but all seriousness, you know, with the history and the bad blood that we have against each other, you know, it's easy. It makes it easy to get up in the morning. Makes it easy to go train and do what I got to do to prepare myself for this fight. And I've done that. I've turned every stone in camp. You know, I've trained just like a true champion should. And I'm looking forward to displaying my talent amongst the thousands that are going to be there and the millions that's going to be watching. Going to be an amazing fight. And all that knows Deontay Wilder and have seen him in action, they know that I come to bring the pain and I come for dramatic knockouts. Because that's what the heavyweight division is all about. People don't want to see a 12-round fight. They want to see someone get knocked out. And that's one thing that I display. I display the dramatic knockout. And come May 18th, Saturday, you will see a dramatic knockout.
Deontay Wilder joining us. That is true, too. That's not just you talking. 40-0-1, 39 by knockout. And Deontay, you mentioned the bad blood. Brazil called you, quote, a disgrace for not only American boxing, but for heavyweight boxing in general, end quote. I know you know that quote. What is your reaction to that?
Well, you know, they all have to have something to say because they're not in the position. You know, jealousy is a disease. Envying is a disease, you know. If he was talented enough, he would have been champion a long time ago, but he's lacking the talent part of becoming a champion. So, of course, they had to have something to say. I'm the longest reigning champion, you know, and that speaks volume. That speaks for itself. What's understood doesn't have to be explained.
Deontay Wilder joining us. Now, you've said, quote, I've been up at 2 a.m. hitting the heavy bag for 12 rounds straight and still breathing smoothly. This is going to be a disaster for Brazil, end quote. It's a great quote. How do you see the fight going?
Man, knockouts. Like I always see it. Knockouts. I speak it, believe it, receive it. And it becomes mine. Like I tell people, your words are very powerful. I just talked to some elementary kids here in Brooklyn. I tell them, your words are powerful. Your mind is powerful. What you think is the law of attraction. It shall come to you. And throughout my career, that's what I've done. And that's what I've displayed. You know, it's what I speak, you know, I believe. I'm passionate about how I react to things, my actions. I'm very passionate about it. And, you know, I just want people to, I'm a type of person that, I practice what I preach, you know, and that's what been making me survive and became the longest reigning champion to this day. And I'm still carrying on that legacy. I'm still carrying on my name, and I'm looking for greatness, and that's what I shall receive.
And you are speaking it, Deontay, into existence. He is the heavyweight champion of the world. Hey, listen, if you and I go back to that fight against Tyson Fury, you were as light as you've ever been since making your professional debut. How much did you weigh for that fight, and how much do you think that impacted that fight?
Man, I weighed in at 212. By the time I had to weigh in again, official weigh in before the fight, I got up on the scale. I've already been a myth buster when it comes to boxing. Look, I'm untextbook. I'm unorthodox. You know, many people say, oh, you need strong legs to be able to have power. My legs is probably the smallest legs in the business. They say you need weight to carry, to hang with the heavyweight. Look, I'm almost close to a cruiserweight, and I still have dramatic power. Not only in the first round, but all the way through the 12th round. I told Fury, he's going to have to be perfect for 12 rounds. I only have to be perfect for 2 seconds. And what I speak, I believe, and I received.
the leader of the Bomb Squad, Deontay Wilder, is my guest. Now, in terms of weight, since then, you've been working with specialists to gain weight without losing your speed and your explosiveness. What's that process been like? And then what do you expect to weigh when you step in the ring on Saturday night?
Oh, man, the process has been, it's been torturing. I ain't gonna lie. It's been interesting as well, too, because my nutritionist, she had me on 6 meals a day with 2 proteins, and it's been crazy just to try to fulfill my body with food, just eating when I'm not even hungry. That's the hard part, trying to eat when you're not hungry, man. I don't know anybody that tried to gain weight and try to eat when they're not hungry, but it's not fun, you know. And I've done that. That was part of training, and I had to stay disciplined. And you know, I've got on up to 226 with all muscle. Though, you know, when they did my scan for my body, I had a thin yellow line. The yellow line indicated my body fat, and I had very, very little starting out, and I'm probably still the same way now. So I'm lean, mean. I'm always a fighting machine, and I can't wait to display it, you know, come Saturday night. And who knows what my weight is going to be, man. My weight goes up and down. It's like the weather. It changes all the time. And we're going to see on the night of the fight what I weigh in as. And if I don't come in the weight that I want, then it's not going to be no problem for me.
Deontay Wilder joining us. That fight's coming up on Saturday night. He is the WBC heavyweight champ. Now, Deontay, when you and I spoke in person in Atlanta before the Super Bowl, there was talk of an immediate rematch with Tyson Fury. How did the conversations go? And at a certain point, did you start to get the sense that they don't really want a rematch?
Most definitely. The conversation started out good. You know, we drew out the contract for him. We sent it to them. Fury and his team had the contract sitting on the desk for 5 days to a week. And all of a sudden, you know, they changed their mind. They went with the ESPN thing and the Bob Arum thing. But, you know, people were asking me, was I disappointed that they chose to decide to go that route? And I said, no, I'm not disappointed in that, because I understand as a fighter, we must look out for our health first. In that fight with me and Fury, I gave Fury a concussion. Not only did I give him a concussion, he had memory loss. This man didn't even know how he got knocked down, you know, nor did he know how he got up off the ground. He had memory loss, and that's something that is not good for your health. So I understand why they took a lesser route than coming back facing the champion. Look, he thought he, you know, with Showtime and the commentary with Fairhood, scorecard, you know, when people on the outside looking in, they don't know how to judge the scorecard. And so they look towards experts to see what they're saying. So, you know, Fury said he outbeat me 12 rounds to 10. And I'm saying, if you think you beat me at that wide of a margin, then the rematch is easy to make. What other contender would not want to come in and do it again? Because knowing that if you beat me with that wide of margin, the second time would be a piece of cake with icing and a cherry on the top. But it wasn't the case. He knew what happened. I know what happened, and God knows what happened. That's why he didn't take the rematch. He wanted to go on to a lesser opposition that was ranked number 63 in the ranking, because they want to see that he still had this marbles left in his head after I've started knockout sense in his head. So, you know, now it goes on to where we are now. He signed with someone else. But the good thing about it is that, you know, I can move any way I want. These other guys have other networks that they sign with, and you know how it is in boxing. Some people work with some, and some work with others, and it's a mess. But the thing about me, I'm a wild card in this thing. I can work with anybody. So people don't have to worry about if the big fight is going to happen. The big fight is definitely going to happen. It's just taking a little time right now. But when it does, it's going to be an amazing fight again. And I can't wait. I can't wait to show everyone that I am the champion. I am the king. There's only one, and he hauls from America, baby. There will be one champion, one face, one name, and he goes by the name of Deontay Wilder.
The Bronze Bomber. Deontay, before you go, you and I have also talked in the past about how you originally got into boxing because you wanted to make money so you could care for your daughter. You've made a ton of dough, so if that was the only motivation, you could walk away. So what is motivating you and driving you right now to keep on your grind and keep putting in the work?
Well, from that point of time, having my daughter, that was the goal. Now I add six more to the family, so I have 7 in all. But what drives me most of all is generation wealth. My father wasn't able to break the chain. No, well, his father able to break the chain for him, but I'm in position to break the chain, and I will. So I'm looking for generation wealth. Not only will my children be okay, but their children and their children and their children will be just fine, you know. And that was giving me the motivation to keep carrying on, to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I got a long way to go with it when you're talking about generation wealth. So that keeps me motivated, and I won't stop until I get it. Like, again, I say, I speak it, I believe it, and I shall receive it.
Deontay Wilder, my guest. Last thought, you called knockout because that's what you do. Do you have a round in mind, Deontay?
Say that one more time.
Do you have a round in mind? What round is this going to end on Saturday night?
Man, the way I'm feeling, I'd be surprised if the man go past three rounds. But, you know, I'm not going to be the typical fighter where people are thinking I'm going to come and be. I'm not going to be the typical fighter where he is training for. He thinks I'm going to come in wild and loose and angry. You know, although we have bad blood, but I'm going to show people that I can keep my composure. Boxing is only being disciplined. And if you can be disciplined for 36 minutes, then you can know you can show boxing skills. I'm looking forward to showing boxing skills in this fight. So what I'm planning on doing, I'm going to beat him up. Then once I beat him up, I'm going to knock him out. But I'm looking for early rounds in this fight. That's for sure.
Saturday night, 9 p.m., live, Showtime. The WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, going up against Brazil. He is the Bronze Bomber. He is the leader of the Bomb Squad. He is 40-0-1 and 39 of those wins by knockout. Deontay, always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much. I'll be watching Saturday.
My man, thank you so much. And y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Champ. Deontay Wilder, God, love talking to him. You know, not every heavyweight champ or every champ can comfortably wear that belt or wear that crown. I mean, there are guys that are great fighters, but they're not naturally comfortable with being that guy and everything that it represents outside the ring. Deontay is.